if you perceive a situation to be stressful, okay? It's all up to you and how you perceive that particular event that's going on. And I'm kind of excited about what's going on in the universe right now myself. I kind of take a little different opinion or a different approach because diamonds are made under pressure. You know, a diamond starts off as a piece of coal. And, you know, in order for it to become a diamond, it has to be under extreme pressure. And I think what we're going through now in society is a mirror reflection of what we've created, what we see going on within our families, what we see going on within our communities, what we see going within the government. It's a mirror reflection to something that we created, that we have to accept responsibility for. And in accepting responsibility for it, that in itself is a way of reducing stress. Because if you say, well, it's someone else's fault that this thing is messed up, yeah, you could be true to some extent that, yes, it's some other people's fault to some extent that things are the way they are. But we can take control of our own lives.
Okay.
And that's what we really have to do.
But in order to take control of your own life, you mm-hmm. have to have someone that you can communicate with, a mentor.
Well, you don't have to. It would be nice if you could find someone, but I wouldn't say you would have to. You know, it still comes down to...
That would be like living on an island alone.
Well, you know, if you understand, when I talk about homeostasis, we're talking about the balance of the mind, body, and spirit. We all come into this world in a perfect state of balance or homeostasis. To the extent that we allow external forces around us to disturb that innate balance, we create what they call in Western society stress. So, you know, stress is a choice. You know, peace of mind is a choice. We have the power within us to control our choices and to control how we react to situations. We don't have to react to situations in a negative way. We don't have to be stressed out when certain things happen to us. Those are choices that we make. And I always say, if you make those kind of choices and you end up with disease, you really can't blame anyone but yourself. You've got to look in the mirror at self.